This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. After the Eagles beat the Commanders 26-18 on Thursday Night Football. Merrill, great call with Mike Quick. What are your thoughts on this one?
It was old-fashioned football. It was a great defensive struggle for the first half. And the Eagles were down 7-3 at halftime, but certainly the second half, they woke up and the offense got going. You had a tremendous game from Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts made a big run that propelled the drive. Kenny Gainwell at one point had a couple of bursts. There were so many big plays in this game, including late in the game with the Eagles only up 12-10. The Commanders were deep in Eagles territory, and on 4th and 2, they went for it, and the Eagles stacked them up. Once again, this defense is, if not the best defense in football, one of the top three.
Definitely cannot understate their performance in this one. What did you like about the defense?
Everything. Even when the offense couldn't move, they thwarted Washington time and time again. You talk so much about Jaden Daniels, and certainly the rookie quarterback has been impressive. But against Pittsburgh, his passer rating was only 65, and against the Eagles, it was barely 80. Eagles kept him bottled up a lot and force him into an interception, only his third interception of the year, but he did not look like the greatest quarterback ever the way he's been built up.
I got to get your thoughts on this Eagle because he continues, again, to put up big numbers, 14 total tackles for Zach Bond. What do you think of Zach Bond 10 games into the season?
There are not enough adjectives to describe him. Here is a guy who snuck in the back door as an unheralded free agent. No big press conference. A guy who was taken from the Saints, joined the Eagles as a free agent, and was expected to contribute to special teams and maybe do a little something as an outside linebacker. He has been absolutely outstanding. He was previously the defensive player of the week for the NFC. You could give it to him again after this game, although Jalen Carter also had a phenomenal game.
He did. 7 total tackles for Jalen Carter and, of course, just wreaking havoc in the backfield. 24th quarter points for the Eagles, Merrill. Why were they able to turn it around after trailing going into the fourth?
Because they're that good. Because they can look at what happened and they can make adjustments and they have the talent to carry it out. Jalen Hurts never gets too high, never gets too low, never loses his poise, hits his receivers in stride. And then you have a great back like Saquon Barkley and a great offensive line and talented wide receivers. It's a combination of talent and coaching.
Where do you think they would be without Saquon this season?
They certainly wouldn't be as good as they are. I mean, you're talking about an elite running back. I'm not saying that they would be a bottom feeder. I'm not saying they'd be one of the worst teams in football, but they added an elite running back, one of the best running backs in the entire National Football League. And that is big.
There were a lot of big plays in the fourth quarter. But, Merrill, I got to say, I think the play of the game was Grant Calcaterra recovering Dallas Goedert's fumble. What do you
think? Well, that certainly changed the game because Dallas Goedert made a nice catch for a first down. But as he went down, the ball was knocked out of his hands. And Nick Sirianni was pretty critical of that. But out of nowhere came Grant Calcaterra, dove for the ball, and captured it. That saved a lot.
8-2 record, first place in the NFC East. How are you feeling about this team with 7 regular season games to go?
Well, you have to feel good because Washington is their biggest competition in the division, and Washington is now 7-4. So the Eagles are 2 up in the loss column. That's pretty big. It doesn't mean that they've locked it up, not by any stretch of the imagination, but they are in very, very good shape.
And now they have a little bit of a mini bye before they go to Los Angeles, Inglewood, California, to take on the LA Rams a week from this Sunday on Sunday Night Football. Merrill, always appreciate the time. Excellent call with Mike Quick on the radio, and we'll talk again real soon. That's the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.